WUKY's Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine has the support of the Pain Treatment Center of the Bluegrass. The Pain Treatment Center specializes in acute and chronic pain management to help people live a pain-free life. More information at pain-ptc.com.
WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Alzheimer's disease will touch all of us directly or indirectly. It's just a matter of time. I recently spoke again with my colleague and friend, Dr. Greg Jyka, Clinical Core Director of the University of Kentucky Alzheimer's Disease Research Center and Professor of Neurology here at UK, about the upcoming Marksberry Symposium on Aging and Dementia. Greg, it is so good to have a chance to visit with you again. It's been quite a while since we chatted, and I wanted to touch base with you about the upcoming Sanders Brown Marksberry Symposium. I think it's going to be on November 20th.
Yeah, that's correct, and we're really excited about it. This is our 11th annual Marksberry Symposium, where we reach out to educate folks in the community about the latest and greatest for keeping our brains healthy as we age.
Well, and I guess we would be remiss if we didn't mention Bill Marksberry. For those listeners who had never met him or didn't know who he was, a force of nature at the University of Kentucky and beyond.
Yeah, definitely. Internationally renowned. One of the main reasons why I'm here at UK was the original draw to Bill. True Kentucky gentleman and a genius in the science that he brought forward that's really still driving the field today.
A real Renaissance man. It was my honor to be on the faculty here at UK at the same time that he was. Cannot say enough good about him and his legacy. What sort of subjects are going to be discussed at the symposium, particular subjects?
Well, you know, it's a really great lineup. We start with, of course, an introduction from the center director, Dr. Linda Van Eldick. And as always, we have an internationally renowned invited guest to give a keynote. That's Dr. Alan Levy from Emory University in Atlanta, who will talk to the group about accelerating progress for treatments in Alzheimer's disease. And I work very closely with Alan. He's just a delight, really a driving force for new medicines that may help us maintain healthy brain aging. There'll be a panel discussion, and that's an opportunity for many of us at the center to directly answer your questions. So it's not pre-scripted. It is actually pulling questions that the attendees bring forward as what's most important for them. And we'll cover any topic there that anyone brings up. And then we're going to kind of close out the program with a few presentations on aducanumab, which is one of the new medicines, the first disease-modifying therapy that was given an accelerated conditional approval by the FDA in June. And this is being rolled out slowly across the country. There's been a lot of controversy about this. We have a lot of questions that we're fielding on a regular basis, and this forum is ideal for us to all become aware of what the opportunities are, not just for this agent, but other upcoming agents we expect FDA approval for as well.
And I guess it would be a learning opportunity for those who choose to attend to also learn about this approval process and the panel of scientists, clinicians, and others who are involved in evaluating and approving new treatment modalities.
That's correct, you know, and a lot of the controversy we've heard has really come up because of that process, and a lot of the controversy can be easily understood if one understands the process as well as the need, which we all feel on a great basis, and then understanding, is this new medicine right for you? Is it right for your loved ones? No medicine is right for everyone, and becoming informed is the first step towards a healthier brain tomorrow.
And I guess one thing to really underscore, Greg, is that this is a conference not just for healthcare professionals, but any interested person. And we all of us in this nation and in our world are going to be touched directly or indirectly by this disease at some point.
Yeah, that's correct. As a matter of fact, the target audience is folks in the community, not healthcare providers, although we don't discriminate. And if healthcare providers want to come and learn as well, we're welcome to have them attend. But this is specifically for the average person walking down the street that's concerned about their future, because Alzheimer's disease and related disorders are what I like to call equal opportunity offenders. They are out there coming for all of us. Our risk is high, and we need to do something, and we are acting now and acting aggressively to make our senior years a better place for all of us in the future.
Greg, is there anything that we haven't touched on yet regarding the symposium that you would want our listeners to know before we part?
No, I think that the symposium, again, because of the recent Delta COVID surge, is being conducted virtually. So please reach out to the Sanders Brown Center on Aging at the University of if you simply Google Marksberry Symposium or Sanders Brown Center on Aging, you'll come right to our homepage with a link to register for that program. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, really informational, and we'll only tie up a few of your hours on Saturday, November 20th, in the morning from 9 to 11.
My thanks today to Dr. Greg Jaika, Clinical Core Director of the UK Alzheimer's Disease Research Center and Professor of Neurology, for talking with us about the Marksberry Symposium on Aging and Dementia. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.